was.
There it is.
It was really quick.
That was Chiquitita.
Yeah. Welcome, listeners. You are listening to the War on Pop Culture podcast. I am your co-host, Robert Ang.
And I am Mike Favenzio.
The other co-host.
You
always forget to say other.
I'm just here.
I could just be the host, and you can just be my sidekick.
But I'm not. I'm not, Rob. Maybe I am. I don't know. So I did so much research. Right, wait,
we'll get to that. This is the second episode of our War on Pop Culture podcast. So
the deuce.
I hope. Yes, we should call it the deuce
this
from
is
now
the deuce.
The deuce. I hope you're listening again, right?
I hope you're there. Someone, please.
Anyone.
Listen to us.
Anyone. So if this is the first podcast you're listening to, I'll briefly tell you why it's called the War on Pop Culture podcast. We're going to talk about lots of pop culture things, mainly TV and movie this episode. And if we have a dispute, we're going to play a game of cards. And the card game is called War.
What is it good for? I wish that was a button.
I think we did it better than any button anyway.
That's true.
So if we have a dispute on any matter, topic, or discussion, we're going to play war, and then the winner will be victorious and the loser will cry.
Like that. That's my cry.
That's not alright.
That's my grunt.
So our main topic this episode is going to be the Emmy Awards, and so we're going to have a really big television topic, because I feel like we talked a lot about movies last episode. But before we get into the Emmys, Mike actually went through this suffering while watching the VMAs.
Yeah, if you guys want to talk about a real award show, or hear about a real award show, I saw the VMAs. And I'm not going to go into, you know, the whole Kanye rant, because it's been beaten to death. I'm not going to go into the winners, because I'll be honest, if anyone out there saw the VMAs, I think I saw one award actually giving out during the show. It's just a lot of performances and rants now. But I'm assuming the audience, whoever's listening out there, is around the same age as me and Rob. Play a fun game next time any MTV award show's coming up. This was what me and my friends did. Whenever someone comes up on the screen and you have absolutely no idea who this person is, or not just you, anyone in the room, if anyone in your collective group says they don't know that person, have a drink. And, you know, about two Macklemore performances in, you'll be annihilated.
Does that just make you feel old?
Ancient. And, like, I mean, I feel like I was the worst out of my group. I didn't know who Neo was, or Neo. Neo? I don't know.
I think it's Neo.
Neo.
I want to go with Neo.
I didn't even know who Neo was, and everyone else knew Neo. So, yeah, I felt like a grandpa. But, yeah, the VMAs have really went downhill.
The VMAs are the Video Music Awards.
The Video Music Awards.
So they give awards to music videos?
That they don't even play anymore.
They don't play? Yeah, that's
well,
right.
Well,
because
I'm thinking about
right,
MTV.
Right.
I can't remember the last... Well, I can't remember the last time I watched MTV up until the VMAs.
Wait, you don't watch Scream?
I don't watch Scream.
Show?
I don't watch Scream. Wes Craven is rolling in his grave right now that's even a thing. R.I.P. Wes.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so they give out these awards to music videos that they don't play, to artists that I don't know. So it was a complete waste of 3 hours of my time, and yeah, that's it. That's my take on the VMAs. At closing in on 30. That's what a 30-year-old thinks of the VMAs now.
Very good, Mike. Yeah, before we start talking about the Emmys, I think we should also mention that we're recording this on a Monday night. Oh, no, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I thought it was Monday.
It feels like a Monday.
Labor Day.
Damn you, Labor Day.
Damn you, Labor Day, for giving us a day off.
Tuesday after Labor Day is Monday in disguise.
But Colbert is opening up tonight.
Yep. We love Colbert.
The Late Show replacing David Letterman. So that should be... What are your just initial thoughts? Are you excited for him to take over?
I love Colbert. So I'm definitely excited. I'm really looking to see how it plays out with him being himself
instead
as the
of playing
host
the
and
character.
Not this caricature that he would play.
I think everyone is really
Colbert
interested
report.
To see. Because honestly, I'm not too sure
I don't know how it's going to work.
Who Colbert is in itself.
Yeah, that's honestly true. Have I ever actually, like, seen Stephen
maybe
Colbert?
Maybe a little bit here and there, but, like, whenever you just see him, it's impossible not to think he's playing his character.
Yeah.
So, this should be interesting. It should also be interesting to see how he battles it out in the ratings and with the demographic against Jimmy Fallon, because now they're on the same time slot.
Yeah.
So that could be a fun thing to watch.
People are very loyal to Fallon.
Well, he does a great job.
I mean, Fallon's great.
He really is doing a magnificent job. So let's see what Colbert has up his sleeves.
I have high hopes. He's a naturally funny guy. I mean, Colbert Report aside, he used to do a lot of writing for, I mean, not only for The Daily Show, but he also, a lot of the, a few sitcoms that were on Comedy Central way back in the day, he used to do writing for, he wrote Strangers with Candy, which, you know, no one ever knows this show when I mention it, but it was a funny show. So, I think, I have high hopes. I think he'll do all right.
I think he'll do all right, too. I feel like it's going to be, like, Jimmy Fallon is your kind of fun, loving, lighthearted uncle, and Colbert is going to be, like,
I was just going to say, your weird drunk uncle
that won't stop talking about politics.
Yeah.
And you're just going to be, like, you're going to be watching him because he's going to do something funny once in a while, but, and then out of nowhere, he'll just stop on that dime and start giving you this, like, 10-minute lecture. I feel like he's going to be kind of like that.
Well, I don't know. That doesn't sound fun, actually. That sounds awkward and painful. I hope it's not like that.
It's just going to be interesting to see what he's going to go for, because is he going to try to kind of capture...
To bring in that political aspect that
right,
he had
because he's definitely
show.
Going to do that. That's the one thing he has over Fallon that he can do, but is he going to try to grab the young demographic from Fallon viewers? Is he going to try to just concentrate more on, like, the middle age and older, the elderly demographic? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but I'll say this. If he is going the political route, he's picking the best time to start this show.
That is very true. I mean,
Jeff, have a lot of ammo.
Jeb Bush is his second guest. It's George Clooney and Jeb Bush, so that's his first night.
Oh, Bush is on tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Right, it should be real fun.
Might have to cut the old podcast a little short.
All right, Mike, what time is it?
It is Emmy time, and a little time for, also...
Hammer time.
It's also Hammer time. No, but it's Emmy time.
I'm so excited whenever you go to the buttons. I have no idea what's going to happen.
And, it works out. I didn't know that was there. I just saw it real quick, and it's button magic. Thank you, Button Zap.
Button magic. As you know, or maybe not know, that the Emmys... I saw you scrolling.
I'm looking. Now I'm looking over to see what kind of tools I have.
The Emmys are on Sunday, September 20th. And I'm not sure if everyone watches it. We usually watch it, I feel.
I usually watch award shows. Just,
generally.
Yeah, I mean, I watch the VMAs.
Well,
so.
All right, yeah. You're a hardcore
award shows.
You're really hardcore on your award show to watch that. The Emmys, they award television shows, for those who don't know. This is something that I found outstanding, like, really, really shocking, because I looked at the nominations this year, and I was really confused, because I'm like, why are there so many nominees in every category? Did you notice this?
We saw seven nominations.
There were seven.
For,
there was a category where there was eight. I feel like an acting category, there was eight of them or something.
Supporting
like
actress has eight nominees.
I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, where did this come from? I always thought the standard was five in each category.
It should be five.
It should be five.
It should be five.
Right? Because there's not more television shows
and,
than movies.
Looking at the nominees, especially the category of eight, it definitely should be five. I recognize three actresses.
Only three.
Maybe three. We're going back with three.
So they expanded it to... They actually just did it this year. I was reading an article about it. They expanded the category for drama and comedy series to seven. And they also made a note, because for a while there's been a struggle between shows whether or not they're going to be considered a comedy or a drama. Like, for instance, Orange is the New Black, they wanted to be thrown into the comedy category because they feel like they had a better chance to win. And they allowed them to do that.
But it definitely has some dramatic elements to it.
Right. But this year, they simply stated, if you're a half-hour program, you're a comedy. If you're an hour-long program, you're a drama.
Oh, that was
what
the
they
deciding
did this year,
factor.
Right?
Okay.
But if you really wanted to try to be in a different category, you had to kind of, like, plead your case in front of a panel, and then they would be the deciding factor at the end of it. But there were... I don't think there were any complaints.
Hence the Better Call Saul as best dramatic series.
I like that. Did you watch that?
I saw a few episodes. I'm just saying,
okay.
Like, it's definitely a lot Well, I don't know. I'm actually just talking out my butt. I saw, like, two episodes. The two episodes were a little more lighthearted than Breaking Bad were, at least.
Well, but to be fair, the first season of Breaking Bad was pretty lighthearted. It was
funny. That's true, too.
Very funny. So, but that being said, I was talking to Mike before about this, and it's going to be a very historical Emmy Awards. We have a lot of, shows. Mad Men is coming to an end. Yes. And as we know, or you don't know, Mad Men is tied for the most drama awards. And if it wins this final year, its farewell season, it will become the most awarded drama of all time.
Which is pretty cool. I didn't know that.
As for the comedy, Modern Family has the most awards tied with Frasier. And if they get one more award, because it won, I believe, 4 or 5 years in a row, it will become the most awarded comedy of all time. Will that happen? Maybe not.
Maybe it will.
That's why.
What was the top drama?
What do you mean?
The one that has won the most drama awards.
Oh, you're putting me on the spot, Mike. I like it. It is...
Oh, I want to guess, but I know I'm not going to get it right.
Go ahead, guess. Well, I know one off the top of my head. Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, damn.
The Sopranos?
No.
No?
No.
No. Breaking Bad?
No.
Yeah.
Well, because Breaking Bad was always...
It was only...
kind of second... Like the kind of like the sister to Mad Men. Because Mad Men was the first one in AMC.
All right, third guess, and I think I'm feeling good about this one. The West Wing.
Correct. The West Wing is one of them. The others are L.A. Law and...
NYPD Blue.
Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues, huh?
They all have, I think, four... Well, you're going to play it, right?
That's what I think of Hill Street Blues. Sorry, I know. Very immature. I've never seen an episode of Hill Street Blues.
Neither have I.
I have no right to make the fart noise that they just made.
Maybe it deserves it.
I'm going with my fart noise, though.
Anyway, that being said, Mark and I are going to try something kind of fun here. We're going to debate who we think should win the two top categories, best drama and best comedy. So... I guess we'll do comedy first.
We'll go comedy first. This is where I mentioned before, Rob is going to really put me to shame. So what he asked me to do is, he said, think of 5 points for each show. And I was like, you know, I could probably wing it. I'm a clever guy. I could probably get my 5 points, maybe even piggyback off what Rob's saying. And then he showed me his points, and he took some serious time into this. So one end of this conversation is going to go very well, and the other one's going to be me. You know, I might just rely on my buttons a lot for this one.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
First, can you read off the 7 nominees for Best Comedy?
Best Comedy. We have Veep, Transparent, Modern Family, Parks and Rec, Louie, Silicon Valley, and Unbreakable Kimmy, which the last one I've just heard about for the first time.
That's a Kimmy. Netflix show.
Okay.
I don't have Netflix.
Oh, is it the one with the girl from The Office?
Correct. Ellie Kemper.
Oh, I like her.
Right. And it's I think it's Tina Fey either wrote it or
produced
it.
That got nominated for Best Comedy Series? And Broad City didn't.
I was disappointed. Broad City was not.
You know what? Going back to it. And Broad City didn't. That's a shame. Sorry. Okay. Continue.
I wish Broad City would have been. But yeah. So pretty good comedies, I guess. As I mentioned before, Modern Family is up for the award again. It's won many years before, and it's going for the all-time most comedy awards. But will it win, Michael? You want to start? Or you want me to start this?
I would rather you start.
This was really funny because when we met earlier tonight, I go to Mike, so do you have your points? And he looked at me, kind of confused.
No, I knew what you meant. I didn't want to disappoint you.
But then when you were like, I'll just piggyback off of your points, I'm like, what do you mean?
And then I saw Rob's points and just sadness washed over me.
In my opinion...
Because he's got me beat. He definitely has me beat.
All right, I'll start then. In my opinion, I think Transparent is going to win. Now, Transparent is the Amazon Studios comedy series based about a transgendering guy, Jeffrey
Played
Tambor.
Played by George Sr.
That's right, AD. A little rest of development. Jeffrey Tambor, and yeah, it's a... I actually just finished watching it this weekend, so it's really fresh in my memory. But I think it's going to win, mainly because Jeffrey Tambor is awesome. He kills it in this series. Like, he... Not only does he give a great comedic performance, but he gives a great dramatic performance. And I want to say he could have been nominated in the best drama category, and he might have won that if he was nominated in that category. So, I mean, how do you not give it to Transparent with such a strong lead performance?
Well, I'm going to say they're going to give it to best overall cast, and I truly think that. And again, I mean, I haven't seen all these shows. I've never seen Unbreakable Kimmy, but Silicon Valley is one of the strongest casts I've seen in a while. I love T.J. Miller, the guy who plays Erlich Bachman. He's always hilarious. I'm really big on Dinesh.
He's hilarious. Yeah.
Again, just every single person on that show plays their role perfectly, and they all complement each other very well. And I mean, it's just hilarious. It's a great show. And I'm going to go with the overall cast over the individual performance on this one.
Okay, that's good. Well, I still think Transparent is going to win. Not only did Jeff Tambor kill it, but in the Golden Globes, which comes before the Emmys, it killed it. I mean, no one really expected Transparent. No one even knew what Transparent was or when it even came out. Until it kicked everyone's ass at the Golden Globes.
And
it put it on the map. It was just like, wait.
Globes was the first time I even knew this was a show.
Exactly. Yeah. Me too. And it was just like, wait, what is this show? Why is this winning so many awards? And so it really got its recognition at the Globes. And then everyone started watching it. And everyone started realizing, hey, this is a really, really good show. So I think the Globes is going to help out its chances to win at the Emmys.
And this is where my natural ability to piggyback comes in. I'm going to say the Globes mean nothing, because we all know that's true. I mean, it's like the black sheep of the award, at least for, like, movies and
I would say for movies it is.
Well, definitely for movies, and I'm hoping that just translates also, in this case, to TV. But I think, was Silicon even nominated for a Golden Globe? I think the Globes were in January. That was before the season even happened.
Well, we still would have had the first season then.
Well, that's true. Season one, though, was only 6 episodes. Well, either way, I can't remember now if it was nominated.
It might have been, yeah.
But I'm going to say, regardless of what the Globes has dictated, I think Silicon still has a very strong chance because it's just that funny.
Okay. It is very funny.
It's very good.
Is that one of your other...
That was a point, by the way. That was my second point. The Globes are meaningless. The show is funny.
All right, well, I'm going to say Transparent still is and should win because mainly, this is probably the most important point I have, though, it's the timeliness.
You're going to punch me for my response to this. Okay, go on.
The timeliness of it. We're living in an era right now where, you know, Caitlyn Jenner just came out. We have marriage equality, and this is really a historic era of it. I'm just looking at your smirk. I can't wait for your response. This is a time of change, and we're living in this generation where this is actually acceptable. You look back maybe a decade ago, this would have never even come out.
Well, I'll say this, yeah, this show, even 5 years ago, there's no way this would be a hit, let alone being nominated for all these awards.
Right, but this is just, it's really just piggybacking off of this tidal wave of change.
I think that's like the word of the day. Piggyback. I'm going to find a button for every time you use piggyback. Well, we will probably not use it for the rest of the podcast.
Now it's in my head. I'm like, I will never say piggyback. Well, yeah. But yes, it's very, very timely, and I think award show really take that into consideration.
And I'm also going to go with the timeliness of it. There's nothing bigger now than technology and apps. And that's what Silicon Valley is pretty much about. It's just this group of people working in the technological field. Who doesn't have a smartphone, Rob? Am I right?
We're using one right now to record
this podcast.
We're using that, we're using yours.
I'm using one for Bunnings right now.
Like a mouse!
So I think that translates well with the audience.
Excellent point, Mike. I'm also going to say that Transparent's going to win because it's the first show to put Amazon Studios on the map as a legitimate studios. I mean, you have Netflix came out and started doing all these shows, and I personally laughed at it. I was just like, Netflix is making shows? What are they, stupid?
I mean, yeah.
Then apparently Orange is a great show. House of Cards. You know, yeah. They did really well. And the same thing, when Amazon started making shows, I'm like, what, are they stupid?
Yeah, they're stupid. What do they think, they're Netflix?
Right, what is this? But then apparently, Transparent is a great show. And you kind of look back, maybe like 5-10 years ago, it was the same thing with HBO and AMC.
Exactly.
The awards all went to network television shows. Cable never even stood a chance. Now you look at it, it's all dominated by cable shows. So
it's
I think because Transparent is really the one to break through with Amazon Studios, they're going to take a look at that and say, hey, we got to reward this show now.
Yeah, and you know what? I think we should comment on that too. How little amount of network shows are actually on here. Like, okay, comedy series-wise, we have Modern Family and Parks and Rec, right?
Yep.
Am I wrong?
So that's just two of the seven.
And then if you go into the drama, there isn't a single one.
Good Wife.
No, that's not nominated.
Oh, that's not
nominated? No, there isn't a single network show. I'm going off of your list, Rob. There's not a single network show nominated for drama series, which is actually insane.
It is crazy.
It's crazy how much it's changed.
Definitely has changed.
I want it to win. And this isn't why I think. This is more so why I want. Mike Judge needs some respect. This guy has recreated some of the funniest moments, at least from my life. You know, even growing up, he did Beavis and Butthead.
Of course.
He's the one responsible for Office Space, one of the funniest movies I've ever seen, me personally. And I think it's his time. I mean, he's created a great show. It's great writing. Every episode, I feel like, is just as funny as the one before. There hasn't been a single dud in the, 16 episodes that he's written so far, and I think it's the year of the judge.
Hey, I'm a big fan of Silicon Valley, so if it wins, I'll be very happy, honestly.
Yeah.
But my last point I'm going to make why Transparent is going to win is because kind of what you said before, kind of piggybacking what you said.
Woo!
Did you find a button? Did you?
You know what?
Nope.
I didn't.
You couldn't say nope. You had to press a button.
I had to go to the button.
That said nope.
Because I looked over right when you said that. I'm like, yes. And then I
nailed it. All right, anyway.
I like how much the buttons are coming into play in this podcast.
I love it. Transparent's going to win simply because it's a well-executed show. And I think it can get lost into translation with comedies. Comedies sometimes get a bad rap because they're not really the best executed shows, but Transparent is. Like you were saying with Silicon Valley, Transparent has a great cast, has great direction and writing, and like I said, I'm going to piggyback myself.
Piggyback.
I'm going to piggyback myself by saying. By saying it's very timely, and I really think that is the main factor for Transparent. That has it, all the momentum is going right into Transparent's direction, and it's going to win.
And my fifth point, or maybe even first, I don't know who's counting. My actual point, Chris Dimitopoulos.
You said the name really well.
Dimitopoulos.
I
work
totally
with
forgot.
A lot of Greeks. I was actually trying to remember the guy's name, and I'm scrolling through IMDb. I'm going to wing it. I believe it was Dimitopoulos.
There's like 20 letters in his last name. I can't believe that.
But he is the guy that plays Russ Hanneman on Silicon Valley, and I thought nothing could beat Ehrlich Bachman until they introduced Russ Hanneman. And, I made this point before, not even Russ Hanneman as a new character, but if you guys know the show Silicon Valley well, I mean, they overcame a huge obstacle. One of the main characters died in between seasons, and they did a very good job bouncing back from that, and I like the new characters, and it gives me a lot of hope for seasons to come. I think it's going to be a great series for hopefully for a while, or until HBO keeps putting it out. But yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that. Dimitopoulos.
Dimitopoulos. Am I saying that? Is that
Dimitopoulos?
I like it. Like it. But like we were discussing, do any of these shows really have a shot against Modern Family?
Do I really think Silicon Valley is going to win? No.
No. Silicon Valley will not win.
I don't.
I will put money on that.
I honestly think Modern Family has it in the bag just because...
In the bag.
Just because, as we were saying before, I mean, it's an audience pleaser. It's a crowd pleaser. So many people can relate to to Modern Family. Not a lot of people can really relate to a bunch of, like, ragtag, you know, stoners who are creating this computer company. And even less people can relate to
transgender families. You know,
I mean, even in light of, you know, the whole Caitlyn Jenner, everything going on right now, I mean, it's not just a show anyone could just pick up and watch and really relate to the characters. So I think the crowd pleaser is going to win. And even after, especially after you said that it could, if it does win, it will take the prize of having the most Emmys of all time for every comedy series. I feel like they might even just give it to it just so they can say a bunch of times, Modern Family has the most awards for any comedy series. So, I don't know.
Have you ever watched Modern Family?
I loved the first three seasons.
Yeah, I liked it in the beginning.
I stopped. I stopped watching it after
a while. Have you just picked up a random episode recently?
Yeah, it's not as good. I get really excited when Adam Devine's on it because I love Adam Devine. but that's about it. That's all they got.
It's strange because I'm used to the kids being small and now they're all pretty big.
I mean,
and
I'll leave my creepy comments aside.
Yeah,
you better.
No, there's no button. But yeah, I mean, it's weird. The kids are all older now. Even Luke looks like too old to be on the show.
Yeah. The problem with shows like that and comedies when kids grow up is that they try to recycle the same jokes. Because as a kid, you can just act stupid and say the darndest things, and now that's funny. But when a kid grows up, you can't really get away with that anymore. It kind of happened with that with 2.5 Men as well. And so they just have to make that character dumb, which doesn't really work. I don't know.
You don't want to, root for a dumb character. You're not going to tune in and be like, oh, I don't know. Right? Yeah, I don't know.
Drama!
Is Phil Dumphy still funny?
I don't know. I haven't watched.
No.
I haven't watched.
Because I can root for that dummy.
He's my favorite.
Yeah, Phil was my favorite on the show.
All right, let's talk about dramas. We have, you want to name the nominees?
Here are
the nominees.
The nominees for best drama.
You should do this. We should call the Emmys and say you should announce them.
Here are the nominees for best drama. Mad Men. Game of Thrones. Orange is the New Black. All right, I'll stop. Better Call Saul. House of Cards. Homeland. And Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey.
That's just a fun one to say. Downton Abbey. I'll meet you down. I thought it was downtown for a long time.
Let's go to Downtown Abbey.
Let's go to that Downtown Abbey.
Downtown. I get that confused a lot.
Downtown. Things are. Alright.
Anyway, I think Mad Men's gonna win. Who do you think is gonna win, Mike?
I want Game of Thrones to win.
Why?
Why? Because I love Game of Thrones. I mean,
do you want me to start again?
It's simple. No, I'm taking the...
You're going to take the lead?
No, I shouldn't. I really shouldn't.
Oh, my.
I love Game of Thrones. It's such an entertaining show. Visually, it's like every episode is a complete spectacle. You don't really... I don't think there's a single show on TV right now that is like Game of Thrones.
The grandness.
It's so grand scale.
It's a whole universe.
Exactly.
That you just dive right in, and it's
there's nothing like it. It's like you're watching a movie every Sunday.
Every episode is a movie.
And just for production's sake, like they put so much effort, and it always pays off. I don't think Game of Thrones has had anywhere near like a down season yet. Every season just gets more and more exciting, and they should get some recognition for how much time and effort HBO has put into the show.
Okay, good. I think Mad Men's gonna win, and I'll tell you why, Michael. I think the Academy, the Emmys are gonna want it to be a very historical award show, and I'm gonna say that Modern Family doesn't win, and Transparent wins. Obviously, because those are my choices.
And because it'll be such a big deal that they win. Yeah.
And because of that, they're still going to want this to be a historical show. They're going to have to give it to Mad Men to win the most drama awards of all time. So that's why it's going to win this year.
That's why.
That's one of my reasons.
One of your reasons. My second reason? White Walkers. They finally show the White Walkers.
That was awesome.
We have been waiting 5 seasons so to see what is going on with the White Walkers. At points, I even forgot they were there. And what does Game of Thrones do? And, you know, this is definitely debatable. We can wage war on this if you want right now. That was the best episode of Game of
Which
Thrones.
Which one?
The one where the very end where they introduced the White Walkers.
Oh, that scene was awesome.
It was insane.
It was awesome because that huge battle. There's always usually one or two max huge battles every season. But I think we discussed this. Every single season, you know when a huge battle is coming. Blackwater, you know, the one at the wall and everything. You know,
you knew all that was happening.
This came out of nowhere.
I had no idea.
No one knew
what
that this battle was going to happen.
It appears like an avalanche.
I'm like, it's snowing.
Oh,
okay.
Snow! Game of Thrones. Never seen this before.
And then this huge, like 15-minute battle scene just happens, and I'm like, yes,
and it was
this is great.
And then you thought it was over, and the battle ended. And, you know, all of them rose at the very end. The army's even bigger.
The Walking Dead.
The White Walking Dead.
The White Walking Dead. All right. I like
so
that. That was
the best episode of Game of Thrones, I think. This will be the year that it gets some kind of
good point. But Mad Men's still going to win because, as you remember, last year, Breaking Bad won. And that was another AMC show, and it won for its final year. Same thing's going to happen with Mad Men.
Think it's going to win, like, a kind of, like, a Lifetime Achievement Award type thing?
Not even that, but just they want to bid a farewell on the highest note possible, which is giving them the award. It's going to give them the most awards of all time, and it's going to just bid farewell to one of the greatest TV shows in history. Simple as that. You want me to keep going?
I do, because I can't wait to hear your third point.
Oh, wait, did you read it? Do you know?
I was trying to.
Okay. Well, it's strange because my third point is kind of similar to my second point.
Bring it. I'm going to bring up White Walkers again.
My next point is that just like Breaking Bad, who won the best drama for its final season, The Sopranos also won it for its final season. And guess who was a writer of The Sopranos? Mr. Matthew Weiner.
Oh, I was like...
And Matthew Weiner is the creator of Mad Men. There's a direct link to this, and I think history will repeat itself, and he will win this award.
They're going to give it to Weiner again?
They're going to give it to Weiner.
They're not going to give it to R.R. Martin?
He doesn't deserve it.
He has to write the damn books and he has to write the damn scripts. HBO, it's actually, this would be a point that why they shouldn't, because this guy now, he's made so much money off of this show that he's just dragging his ass on this sixth book that everyone can't wait to read. And HBO, okay, so that White Walker scene. Spoiler alert for anyone out there. Well, if you've read the books, it's not a spoiler. But it didn't happen in the books. So, I don't know why I'm saying this. It's taking away from my cause. that George R. Martin's a really lazy guy. But he did write a great story that deserves recognition after it's made into a TV show.
There you go.
Boom.
I like that. You just went full circle there, Mike. Give yourself a high five.
Knocked it out of the park.
That could have been a high five. That sounded like a high five almost.
It could have been a high five. It was.
My next point why Mad Men should win is that it has the second most nominations of any nominee. You could just say that Game of Thrones has the most. That could be your next point. But Mad Men has Mad Men has the second most nominations out of any other nominee. It has always received positive reviews all season long, and most importantly, including its very finale, which is very difficult for a drama to do, a very highly acclaimed show for its final episode to be really, really well received. That's very difficult to do, and Mad Men achieved that.
I've never seen Mad Men, and it's on my bucket list. I'm going to watch it eventually, and I'm glad that you said that it went out strong, because as you're saying that, how many dramas can you think of that really had a great, great finale?
There's not many.
I like The Wire finale. Breaking Bad had a really good finale. 6 Feet Under had a really good finale. But I can name those three, and I can name a ton of stinkers right now if I wanted to.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah. So you think Mad Men should win?
I'm kind of leaning more and more away from Game of Thrones. I don't know. And I hated the finale of this season of Game of Thrones, but that's for personal reasons, not because I thought it was a bad episode. I just didn't like how it ended. And I won't mention to anyone why, in case people out there have not seen it yet. But I will bring up why it should win. Another reason, besides the fact that my fourth point, as Rob stole from me, that it has the most nominations. Two words, one name, Jon Snow. Jon Snow's the coolest character. Maybe on TV right now. So, give it to Snow. You might not see him ever again. Let him go out on a high note. And I don't know why I'm saying you might not see him ever again.
I'm still getting over the two words, one name.
One name, Jon Snow. Give it to Snow because he's been great for the five seasons he was on.
Good point. Jon Snow was awesome. My final reason why Mad Men is going to win the Emmy Awards is because it simply deserves it. It was a fantastic show. Everyone knows it. The Writers Guild wrote down its top 101 best written shows of all time, and this is while Mad Men was still going on, and it was ranked number 7 on that show. Sopranos.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so bad.
Exactly, right? Yeah, that's always gonna haunt that show. I'm just gonna say it also has one of the most memorable TV characters in history in Don Draper. It boasts an incredible cast with great performances, and just like I said, it has one of the best written, screenplays of all time. So, hey, gotta give it to him. Gotta give him the award. Give him that statue.
You might have just told me, Rob. I think Mad Men has it. No, I mean, I love Game of Thrones, but I know it's not gonna win, and me and Rob were talking about this before. I just don't think the people who are voting on these awards are really going to give it to a show.
Game of Thrones feels like a cool show. It feels like the hip, cool show that everyone likes, but will the voters actually vote for it?
I mean, it's, Game of Thrones is all about excess. There's a lot of blood, there's a lot of gore, there's a lot of nudity, a lot of sex.
There's a lot of reasons not to vote for it for the voters.
Exactly. Head. I mean, as like a best drama.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I really think is going to happen, though? I think it's going to be sort of a Lord of the Rings thing. Because Game of Thrones have always been nominated, but just has never won. I feel like it's only going to win last year,
it will win. Right. It'll get a lifetime achievement award.
Yep, it's going to be a Lord of the Rings run. They're not going to win until its final season. That's what I think is going to happen. We'll see. I think it still has a very good chance to win, because this past season was one of the strongest, if not the strongest season in Game of Thrones history. So.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And I would to say why Mad Men might not win this past season, while it was good, it wasn't its strongest season, so it might not really deserve to win.
But at the other nominees, I mean, I highly doubt they'll give it to Saul. Again, right. I only saw a few episodes, but I don't think it's Saul's
time. They
won't
give it to Saul.
I've been trying to watch the new season of Orange is the New Black now for 4 months, which is normally a sign that it's not that good. Homeland, I've heard, kind of took a turn.
Homeland is interesting because it started out strong, and then it went bad. But this past season was very good.
It deserved
to be nominated here.
And, I don't know. I keep telling myself I'm going to get into House of Cards. Like, I keep telling myself I'm going to get into
Batman. I don't even watch it yet.
I've heard nothing but good things about House of Cards. So, I don't know. I agree with Rob. I think Mad Men is actually going to take home the trophy. Do you want to talk about any of the other top nominees, or?
Yeah, let's do that real quickly. Anything you want to just point out?
Well, we were talking before, at least in terms of Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec's a show we both love.
Right, and that just wrapped up its final season
this year. And we're wondering if we thought Poehler was going to finally take home an award for Best Actress.
Right, because Julia Louis-Dreyfus has been winning it for Veep. Rightfully so. She's been awesome on the show.
She's great, but at least this season of Veep, I still haven't seen the finale. I know, shame on me. But Veep is really about the supporting cast. Like, I know Julie Weiss gets the recognition, but I think she's one of the least funniest people on that show.
No, yeah, you're right. The supporting characters are awesome on that show. And for the point for Amy Poehler, I think she, She does have great supporting characters as well, but she is a driving force on that show.
Yeah.
If she wasn't as likable as she was, or as funny as she was, the show would not be what it is.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and from the get-go, from the first episode, she was always very just likable and driven, and you're just like, you might not relate to her, but you can just laugh at her.
Yeah, you can always laugh at her
tenacity and passion. It was, she made that show, so she deserves it.
I hope she gets it. I hope she gets it, too. And who do we want to talk about? Best comedy actor. I would like if William H. Macy won. I know he won't, but he's
it's Jeff Tambor. Let's move on.
That's true.
Let's move on. Jeffrey Tambor has his.
I really like Shameless.
I was actually watching the late show with James Corden, and they had William H. Macy. They had Matt LeBlanc and they had Don Cheadle, all nominees in the comedy category. And James Corden kind of asked them, like, so you guys, like, fight against each other, who's going to win? And they all just laughed. They're like, psh, we all know Jeff Tambor is going to win this award. We're just there for the booze and the drinks and everything. Everyone knows that Jeffrey Tambor is going to win that award. So even the actors there know
that he's going to win.
So, yeah.
What about best drama actress? Again, oh my god, I don't know.
Again, like, I don't know if I know them, like...
You know what? I'm gonna save us both the trouble. We don't watch it. You watch Homeland and Mad Men. yeah, just to tell you
interesting fact that you might not know, as long as Mad Men has been on and has many drama awards it's won, not one actor or actress has ever won an Emmy.
Oh, not even Jon Hamm?
Nope, he hasn't. He's been nominated the most times and has never won.
Well, you know what?
So they're hoping this year is his year.
That leads me to best dramatic actor. I'm going to put all my votes into Ham. I think Ham's got it. My chips are on Ham.
He has to win.
I think the newsroom is terrible, so I hope Jeff Daniels doesn't win. And Liev Schreiber, if I like Rafe Donovan, but he's not doing anything special there. So yeah, alright, so I think Ham is going to take it all this year.
Alright, well that was our Emmy talk. Like I said, like last episode, please tune into our next part. Because we're going to be talking about movies in our next part. What are we going to be talking about?
We're going to be talking about...
Something. I almost forgot.
Yeah, we're going to have a big M night.
There's a twist in the second part.
Oh, yeah, actually it's not about M night.
You can't.
Don't tell him.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Please listen to our second part where we talk about M. Night Shyamalan. Oh, you touch my tra-la-la.